You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Terrio.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. This time, I'm taking a look at RFPs from the client side. While my blog, podcast, and my upcoming book provides tips and advice on writing better proposal responses for suppliers, contractors, consultants, and service providers, it's also up to the clients who issue RFPs to make it easier for bidders to respond. They also need to make them easier to evaluate and choose the best company. In the November 2009 issue of Summit, Canada's largest magazine on public sector procurement, I wrote about five things clients can do to get better proposal responses from bidders. Of course, even bidders can benefit from this advice, so a link to the magazine article in PDF format, as well as the original text, is provided below. I've also provided a podcast for those who prefer to listen. It's a little longer than our typical podcast, but it's worth it. Evaluating RFP proposal responses is a critical yet often painful process. You want enough information to evaluate the bidders, yet you get widely varying responses that don't always answer your questions and sometimes don't reflect their true capabilities. This makes it hard to evaluate. Bidders aren't usually very good at writing about what they do. You get proposals filled with generalities and marketing pitch, text that is difficult to read, narrative that's hard to follow, and answers that don't really answer your question. You need to evaluate bidders on their ability to deliver the service, not their ability to write proposals. So make it easy for the bidders to give you what you need to evaluate their capability, not their proposal writing skills. Here are five things you can do in your RFPs to get better proposals from your bidders. 1. Ask clear questions. Don't make the bidders guess about what you want from them with ambiguous or broad questions. Each bidder will interpret it differently and provide you with a diverse answer that doesn't match your expectations and makes it hard to evaluate. Use language that doesn't leave any doubt about what you want. Don't ask for a detailed summary, which leaves too much leeway in the response when you really want to know the steps they take to deliver service or maintain quality. Ask for exactly what you want and spell it out for them. Don't repeat the same question in different sections either. Look at the flow of information and the questions you're asking and make it easy for them to respond and easy for you to follow when evaluating. If you ask questions and the bidders refer you to their answers in another question, you haven't organized the questions efficiently. 2, use fewer, focused questions. When you invite companies to bid who have been pre-selected by reputation or by an RFQ process, you should know they have the qualifications to provide the services you need. Your goal is to assess their approach and capabilities in important areas that differentiate the bidders in key areas. Don't ask basic questions that are easy to answer and are very general, such as, describe your approach to. Instead, ask specific questions that are key to your own success, such as, when delivering the service, what technology do you use to communicate the status to us on a timely basis? These are the kind of questions that will give you the results you want. 3. Separate multi-part questions. Long questions with multiple parts are sometimes not answered fully, and the structure of their responses make it hard to evaluate. Don't make it too hard for you to find the information you need. Instead, break them up into separate questions. For instance, don't ask, describe your approach to reporting, including formats, distribution, and revisions. Instead, decide what key points about reporting are important to you and ask about them specifically and separately in separate questions or sub-questions. This ensures concise answers that give you the information you need in a consistent structure that makes it easier to evaluate. 4. Ask for evidence. Anyone can tell a good story about what they will do for you in general terms. To evaluate bidders, you need details and specific approaches they will use to meet your needs. You need to know the tools and techniques they use and how well they understand and can adapt to your specific issues and requirements. In your instructions, tell them you are looking for detailed responses that demonstrate how they'll provide the service for you and to avoid motherhood statements, theory, and marketing materials. Instead of just asking how they'll do something in general terms, ask them to describe a specific example of where they've done it, for whom, for how long, how they deliver, what problems they encountered, etc. Where relevant, ask for samples of existing documents, such as a table of contents of an existing quality assurance program, training manual, process document, etc. If they don't have one, ask them to explain how they'll develop it for you. It's easy for a bidder to describe what they will do for you without demonstrating that they have a track record of doing it for others or exactly how they'll do it for you. You know they have the capability to do the work. You're trying to differentiate the bidders by assessing their specific approach, tools, techniques, and resources they'll use to meet your needs. 5. Tell them why you're asking. Answers to your questions give you information to evaluate and differentiate the best bidders from the others. Even with clear questions, you don't always get what you're looking for. To get a focused response, make your purpose clear by telling them what you're looking for, either within the question or as a preface to the question or the section in the RFP. Since even the most carefully worded questions could be interpreted slightly different by bidders, or their focus in responding may vary widely, by telling them why you're asking the question and what you're looking for, you're more likely to get the response you need to evaluate their bid effectively. As indicated earlier, ask for evidence to avoid answers that are given simply to tell you what they think you want to hear. By implementing these 5 techniques, it's easier for bidders to respond to your RFPs, and it'll be easier for you to evaluate the responses and select the bidder who is best suited to your requirements. If you have questions or comments about these podcasts, you can contact us at www.howtowinmorebusiness.com, where you'll find more podcasts and our blog. Be sure to join our mailing list to get more information on our upcoming book. If you join the list by the end of January 2010, you'll have a chance to win a free copy. Thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Theriault. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.